produces this report, and That's over 7 million times. Who's sitting chubby to this in 7 months with this kind of expenditure? It's maybe just a deep contingent of people, a true person. What is it?
The contract workers, this is not the fee that was paid to the agencies, but this is the money that included the salaries of those contract workers. And the issue of the contract workers, we have now done away with the contract workers. As a result, we now have full-time employees in the places where there were contract workers. This is something that we utilized and we inherited when there was no capacity within the department. But now that we are building capacity, we have now employed full-time people. The contractors for the tribute to women with disabilities, this was an event that was celebrating the achievements of women with disabilities, where we were raising awareness as well, bringing the agenda of gender equality within people with disabilities as well. As a result, there was it was an event, and there were issues of catering, there were issues of transport, and also promotional materials, etc. The adjustment, the reason why honourable member, we were at 107 at the beginning, according to the ENE chapter, and now we are at 143. It's because of the adjustment that we then received money from the rollover from Treasury, and this money, even though we had submitted a request of 65 million, because in our negotiations with Treasury, we indicated that the allocation for compensation of employees was not sufficient, and therefore we submitted that as well. However, we were reminded by Treasury that the issue of the compensation of employees does not necessarily fit your unforeseen or unavoidable. And that is why then we ended up having to face in the appointment of staff, because the 25 million was ring-fenced for specific projects that needed to be done. For instance, for an example, 8 million that was ring-fenced for violence, dealing with violence against women and children. Traveling is a challenge. However, even though we acknowledge that it is a challenge, there are steps that we have taken in order to correct it. Because, for instance, we're looking at the issue of the number of people that are forming a delegation. We've reduced that significantly, because we do need to travel because we are signatory country, as honorable members would know, that we are signatory to international instruments, and our mandate as the department, we have a responsibility to go and report how we are doing as a country with regards to these instruments that we have signed as a country. And secondly, the issue of traveling, yes, the delegations have been reduced. However, here in traveling, there is, for instance, expenditure that was incurred in January and February. For instance, the meeting in New York of the UN Commission on the Status of Women happened in February, March, end of February, beginning of March, and therefore it was paid for in this financial year. For instance, a trip to Geneva to report on the committee of CEDAW committee happened in January, but the payments happened in this financial year. So what we are saying, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members, is that yes, the issue of traveling, because of the nature of the work that we are doing, the nature of our mandate as the department, we can avoid the traveling. However, we are doing our best. In fact, we are doing it. We are not even trying. We're doing our best to ensure that the delegation is minimal, so that there is no over expenditure on the issue of traveling. Thank you.
Shall we really take the last round? We have a challenge of time. Remember, you organized the dinner. Now the restaurant closes at 8. So we have to conclude. So we have to wind up. But let's take the last one. Don't know what I'm talking about. How much of it?
With respect to the explanation on the international fora and the requirements to attend, I think a point is taken on that. But the issue really is this justification of expense. And I don't think that explanation justified over 7 million expense in 7 months hasn't at all. For me, I mean, if this is what is being argued by DG, that is a justification of it, I'll be really taken aback. In the times that we are in as a country, in the times that we are in as a government, in terms of a resource and the budget cutting exercise and cutting on the unnecessary expenditure during the travel, it cannot be justified this amount. It would be useful just to see if you, in response to your some of the questions that you have not answered to, just to give us a breakdown of this expenditure, who was traveling, how many people were traveling in detail, so we can see the justification of it in terms of it. But I think I don't want to just to accept it as such, but I understand at the same time that there is a need, but it has to be a pay. By the time you get to 7 million in 7 months, it's a million a month in terms of expenditure. And it's kind of explanation that it may have been a delayed expenditure. And I think the delayed expenditure, they may have also been budgeted, this item budgeted in the previous financial year. What has happened to the money that was budgeted for that particular expenditure in the previous financial year? I can't answer it because it's not before us. So that's all I wanted to make as a follow-up, Chair, that I think that there's a lot of facts that need to be seen in terms of this recovery. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
I'm covered, Chair, but I also would like to, I'm also not satisfied about the telecommunication expenses, the telecom and the center. Because there's the telecom accounts which is 350,000 and cellular accounts which are 870. We know we must go, they might be justifiable, but they are also very high. We have to also try to monitor that issue, because if the reason for telephones in the offices, we should at least reduce the cell phone usage.
Labor brokers,
then you can't say no, because if they are not dealing with labor brokers, if this was just an agency, recruitment agency, what you would do would be paying a, you would be seeing a recruitment agency fee, and then you would be telling us, remind us you yourself should pay to the agency. And how do you then at this stage still using the Yeah, it is this one, the paper broken. There's no doubt. That's why I wanted you to say 100%, and this thing is not misprint. How do you do it?
What is that?
This is page 8 in the presentation. Yeah, personal agencies. Payments to personal agencies for contact staff. That's plenty of progression. And we cannot allow it. What is the, we were on record, the Labour Committee.
This is responding to natural.
Yeah, no, so there's no way that the Department of Government can at this age use labor for culture. This is the exploitation of the highest order for us.
Yeah.
It's slavery, in fact, it's really just. And if Cossato will see this thing, I'm telling you, it won't happen. There is no way. You might not know who are labor brokers, but immediately you cannot pay the workers themselves. Then stay away from those agencies. The agencies must recruit for you. Then it ends up there. You ask the fees for the recruitment, you cut with them. You don't want anything to do with them. And the workers make the point that the workers are not paying them because they pay. And you must deal with the workers. This is brilliant. It must never say it. Promise us that it will never happen. You are going to cut with this now and forever. I mean, it will never. You don't even hide it because it's really sad.
I hear you, comrade. I know this campaign. This is a campaign that you come a long way with. But I think that on the other hand, otherwise maybe we should put this, the total question to government, to their attitudes towards this campaign, so that we don't necessarily put the department in a corner, so from what it is the practice. But I think that I agree with what you say. It is the one that needs general follow-up. But madam, are you going to respond to these questions or wait? Because we would really like to break now. Otherwise, I'm sure you are. Sorry. But I think that the questions that you were saying were raised were more of emphasis to say this is the direction that as a committee would like you to move to. And I think that the two are to call speakers for the president that just to really ask maybe we can conclude even if the teacher is not here now. But I know it's not very fair. But she's not well.
It's fine, Honorable Chair. I'll try and respond. I've noted the comment on.
Now, you want to respond?
Yes.
Now, the comment, the first comment was that you need to do something